What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday at this time. It's Mike Rizzo, president, general manager of the Washington Nationals, brought to you by Main Street Bank. They are a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Good to see the foursomes together.
Thank you.
Good morning,
Mike.
Thank you.
Yep, all here.
Glad you're watching your favorite TV show of all time, The Junk, simulcast on NBC Sports Washington. We're glad to
of course.
Hear that.
And it's good to see Steven Strasburg on an actual mound.
Yeah, it's a good step forward for him and Joe Ross and Adrianza and there's a whole group of guys in rehab starts, so that's good. It's a progression. It's a step in the right direction, and hopefully we get the guys fixed and can contribute on the big league level soon.
We saw that. I guess they were saying he had some command issues, but again, it's just getting him back. That's all that really matters. Did you guys see a little velocity pickup? Do you have any details on that? Spin rates and all that stuff. What'd you guys get?
Yeah, he was up to 94, I believe, and Ross touched 95, and but pitching at 92, 93, and again, a step in the right direction. First time on the mound in a long time, and against opposing hitters, and Strauss is such a touch feel guy with great command, and if his command is off a little bit, so be it. But as long as both of them, walk into the clubhouse today and feel good about things and can move on to the next stage in their rehab, it'll be great. So, another rehab start, is in the offing, and, they're going to be on their typical five day, pitching routines. Mm-hmm. When I say these things go day to day, they go day to day. These guys, they'll walk in today and see how they feel. And if they feel normal soreness and normal aches and pains, then we're all good. And we move on to prepare for the next start 5 days from now.
Mike, we know that all these guys can do it different ways, right? I mean, Maddox was unbelievable. He wasn't pumping 97, right? He just was, so mm-hmm. precise and, whatever. What does Strauss need to be as he settled into when his best year, right? When he was pumping whatever he was doing in 2019, where does he like to sit at where he was at most effective?
Well, we've seen Strauss over the years. He came in, he was throwing 100,
right.
I mean? And after Tommy John and after some other elbow issues, he kind of settled in that 93 to 96 range where, he can go get a 96 when he needs to. But, you saw in 2019, he doesn't need to be that big, big fastball type of guy anymore. He's got, plus command and is as good a curveball and changeup as there is in the business. And really he can move the fastball to all four quadrants. So he's a guy who will rely less and less on big velocity than most pitchers at his stage in his career.
I remember when we had Rosenthal here for a minute and we liked him so much. We kind of fell in love with the guy. He was like dreamy. He was handsome.
Yeah, loved him.
But he was coming back from, I guess it was Tommy John, whatever it was. And you said the guys that come back from Tommy John, now I know Strauss didn't have that this time, but you said command was always an issue with those guys and it's taken him a while. I think Rosenthal's maybe settled down a little bit. Is that what typically, I know this is a newer surgery, I think, for guys. It's not as common. Is command typically what they deal with coming back from this one?
Well, I think just touch and feel, which is you know, coincides with command, is the last thing to come. You know, we're going to build up their pitch count and their durability, mm-hmm. and their velocity, and then you need to get a feel to get hitters out, and you know, movement on your pitches and you know, spin rate on your curveball and you know, tumble rate on your changeup and that type of thing. So I think that. You know, at this point, we feel good about Strauss's start. You know, two and two thirds or three innings, and we'll build from there, and you know, try and get him to somewhere around 90 to 100 pitches, and see how he feels, and get him to the big leagues, and get him in the rotation, and that's the plan for him, and you know, there, like I said, there's several other guys that are on that track where they're past the rehab mode and they're into the preparation for pitching and game mode.
And when's his next rehab start?
You know, we'll find out today when they both come in today and assess where they're at health wise. We will. If all is well, they'll be 5 days from, you know, 5 days from now. So
your take,
you know,
on
every fifth day,
right? So your take on JoJo last night? I mean, I just look at his last five starts. He's played some damn good teams. He's Dodgers, Houston, first place teams, L.A., Angels, San Francisco. Now, he pitched pretty well in a couple of those games, but obviously against L.A. last night, that's a tough lineup for a rookie to go against. And then, of course, Trey got him early. Kind of your take on his performance and his start last night?
A little over-amped in my mind. You know, be a power pitcher instead of a guy who hit your spots, work your plan, and utilize your repertoire and that type of thing. But that's good. That's not unexpected in these type of games. You know, where you face a team that you traded for. You know, you want to impress, and you want to oftentimes young pitchers want to overthrow and try and do too much. But when Josiah's thrown well, he's hit his spots and his stuff plays. I like the fact that he's aggressive on the mound. He throws the ball over the plate and he's not nibbling. But there's a fine line between not nibbling and getting too much plate. And when you're playing these type of teams, which you know, there's a lot of them out there, a lot of good teams out there that you're going to be facing, that you've got to find that fine line to make your pitches and still be aggressive and get guys out, on the outer thirds of the plate instead of the middle of the plate. And teams like this and Houston and those guys, they'll make you pay when you make mistakes. And this is it's a good veteran laden lineup. And when you make mistakes, they make you pay.
Talk about Davey's decision to move the lineup around a little bit. Ruiz has been batting two the last few games, dropping Juan down to three. And Ruiz, I believe he's got 8 hits in his last 4 games, so it's certainly helped him. Have you noticed a difference there? And then with Juan moving down to three, do you expect some more production there? Because sometimes I mean, he's so good, but sometimes I just think he's just trying a little too hard. It's just my opinion.
Well, you know, the thing I worry about least is Juan's production at plate. So I don't think about that too often. But I do like the lineup adjustments. I think that's always good. It brings a little excitement to the clubhouse and to the game. I think Ruiz is one of our core group of guys for this next championship run, and he's earned a right to move up in the lineup. These things aren't put in cement, so you know, Davey has the opportunity to tinker with them even more. But the two hole is more at bats, and I'd like to see Kieber get more at bats throughout the rest of the season. And he's a guy who puts the bat on the ball. He's the toughest guy, or one of the toughest guys to strike out in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. So you know there's going to be contact, and when he gets on base, I think he's hitting 280 something, 285 something like that. Yep. And I think that you're going to see a guy that's going to take more walks and get his hits and be in position for those middle three guys to knock him in.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals. Now, you just used the term championship run. And if you're a fan of the team, obviously you've been blessed for the last decade as having a team that competes for the playoffs and has won a World Series. So for the fans out there that aren't used to a 14-30 start, when you use the term championship run, like, how long until that championship run?
Well, let me start by saying I'm not used to it either. We're winners here. We've always won here. We built something from nothing back in 2009 when we took over here and sustained greatness for over a long, long period of time. And we're one of the most successful franchises in baseball during that time. And we're right now in the big leagues. We're not playing very good baseball, and we recognize that. We're frustrated by that. I see that improving, but we're looking at a blueprint and a plan that is time tested. It's been true to form. It's something that we've done in the past. Don't forget, in 9, 10, and 11, we took over a franchise that wasn't very good. It wasn't very deep. It was previously owned by MLB, and the minor leagues were stripped, and the staff was bare and that type of thing. And we're in a much better position right now than we were then. So, this blueprint and this plan is to reboot this thing in a quick manner. So when you look at the core people like a Gray and a Doan and the Cavellis and the Henrys and the Theofolds and the Irvins and the Mitchell Parkers in the minor leagues that are having great seasons that are knocking on the door in the big leagues, that's your next wave, along with, the guys that are currently under contract. And that's what we're seeing. At the minor league level, we have two teams that are in first place, one team's in second, I think one team's in third or fourth. So the production down there is great. You've got guys knocking on the big league door like Garcia and Palacios and Trey Barrera is having a terrific season at Rochester, and then you've got the power stuff of Cavelli and Henry and Evan Lee and Cronin, who's got a very almost a 0.000 ERA in Double A. These guys are going to help us in the very, very near future. Then you've got the big boys that down in A ball that are going to be really the impact players, position players for us, and De La Rosa's and the Houses and the Infantes and the Whites. Those guys are just having terrific seasons, and we're proud of them. And that's the next wave, and that's how we got this thing planned out. You've got payroll flexibility coming. You've got money coming off the books in these years down the road to supplement us in acquiring players. So we've got a lot of things going right. The big leagues isn't one of them, but we've got a lot of things that are positive in this organization. You look at even our Dominican Summer League. We've got the Vaquero kid who would be a top five draft choice in this draft, coming up in July. And we have him. He's the number one rated international player. He's a stud. And several other guys down there. So we've got waves of players coming at different time levels, and they're going to arrive at different times, which gives us the ability to, when we get to be a championship organization in the near future, that it's going to be something that we can sustain like we did last time for, 10, 11 seasons.
When you drafted Harp and Strauss or whatever, that's what won me over, right? Growing up here, an Orioles fan, and then it took me a while to embrace you guys. But when you got Strauss and you got Harp, I just fell in love because, I don't know why. For whatever reason, we followed those guys. Harp on Sports Illustrated.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cover when he was 16. Strauss got a lot of publicity when he was at San Diego State. It was weird. And so I fell in love with those guys. Of those group of guys, and you say they're all coming, they're all going to be coming at different times. Who's the next one that we're going to fall in love with of all of them?
Well, I mean, there's a ton of them. It just depends what your taste is. We've got some guys that play with flair and some panache. We've got some Cade Cavelli is one of these hard-nosed, get after you type of pitchers, on the type of like a Jordan Zimmerman. He just comes at you and comes at you and comes at you. And then, you got some flair guys like Cole Henry and Darren Baker. They play with a little flair and panache, and this De La Rosa kid and Fredericksburg has a chance to be a really, really good player. We forget sometimes that these minor leaguers were just their development was all over baseball, by the way. It's just been truncated by missing a whole season and a half because of this COVID has just put a big damper on these guys. But, you got De La Rosa kid at he's 20 years old, has only played, this is really a second full professional season. And at 20 years old, where he'd be a college junior, is just tearing up, A ball, hitting 360 with home runs and stolen bases, playing center field and house, doing what he's doing over there at shortstop, and Infante leading maybe the minor leagues in home runs and RBI. So got a lot of good things, positive things happening in our minor league system. Tip of the cap for those guys down there, Deshaun Watson and his group of guys that are working hard, and we had a facelift and staffing down there, we're excited. We're frustrated and unhappy about the record in the big leagues. Nobody wants to go through that. Nobody likes losing. Nobody hates it any more than I do. But we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's going to be as successful and great as it was when we took this thing over in 2009 and won all those championships and in the World Series hardware in 2019.
Will we see any? I'm sorry, Jason. Real quick, will we see any of those guys this year?
Yeah, I think you'll see a handful of guys this year. Like I said, by the end of this year, you could see three or four 23 or younger pitchers in the big leagues. You could see several position players that are knocking on the door to become good players in the big leagues. So you will see some of these exciting kids in the near future. And when we do, you're going to see these guys develop into stars right before your very eyes, like you did with Rendon and Trey Turner and those guys. People forget Trey Turner was a guy we traded for, when nobody knew his name and nobody knew how impactful he was going to be. So, with another international signing period, another draft where we pick high in the draft at number five, which we haven't picked that high since Anthony Rendon at six. We're excited about that. You put in the number one international class with Vaquero leading that. We're excited about that. And another deadline and another offseason. We think we're going to be in a very exciting team and tough team to play in the very near future.
Mike, you're not allowed to talk about draft prospects, correct?
No, not really. No.
Okay. I just wanted to say you don't have to comment. I can't believe. I mean, that just kind of shows our age. But Matt Holliday, you remember Matt Holliday?
Mm-hmm. I saw his kid.
His son's a complete stud. Andrew Jones's son is a complete stud, and they may go both in the top five in the draft. And I know we're not surprised because they got good genetics, but I can't believe it.
What about the kid that's throwing 105? Is he eligible?
The kid from Tennessee?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. From Tennessee?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
And there's a stud outfielder from Virginia Tech, Gavin Cross, who's legit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing that these guys we watched for many years and their sons are just complete studs. They're going to be drafted in top 10 coming up soon.
You hear the same names, dude. Yastrzemski had a big game yesterday.
Yep, grandson. Really? Yep.
Great. That's his grandson.
I know.
That's crazy. Hey, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
See you next week.
Yep. Okay. Talk to you, man. Soon.
That's Mike Rizzo, Nationals GM. Remember, a little bit later in the show, it's Game Show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win some pay-per-view codes for the big fight coming up this weekend on Showtime. But next, it's EB's Entertainment Page on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Care to guess on the early returns of our very scientific poll? Is Chase Young a diva?
Oh. 89% yes.
I'm going to say 75%
yes. 85% yes, diva.
You can vote at Junks Radio. Poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. 70-30. 70% say diva. 30% say no.
How many votes? Like 20?
578.
That's a pretty good amount of votes, Case.
Not a bad number.
Pretty good.
I did go in the lab to formulate whether he was a diva or not a diva. I came out with diva.
Yeah.
Now,
I think you're right.
Reed tweets us, and I think this is a good point. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Commanders have a historically bad training staff who have mishandled countless injuries.
Also true.
And I brought that
Why
up.
Why on earth also would he trust true. His knee with their staff when also he can seek better treatment elsewhere?
Good point.
Also true, and we brought it up. Now, their last trainer I don't think was necessarily bad. He just had a pill thing going on, right? I mean, he might have been a great trainer.
Yeah, I don't know about
it. It was
the
guy before that that your boy out in San Francisco had a problem with.
Or Trent Williams.
That Trent Williams had a problem with. That
Trent.
Staff.
Trent Williams had a problem. Didn't he almost, like, die?
Well, he had a problem for sure.
Right.
He had a problem.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page. It is brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Steven Singer Jewelers in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. IHateStevenSinger.com.
I'm pretty sure, though, if he has, like, a PT or whatever, a guy that he loves there in Arizona or Colorado, I bet you Chase could, if he wanted, bring him out here.
Of course.
And still attend OTAs.
He definitely could.
Yeah.
It's a lock he could do that. He yeah. could uproot.
He likes Pike's Peak.
He could uproot Maybe that guy and move him to the East Coast if he wanted to.
All right.
Nice going to Rockies games.
We are winding down the Moss Depp trial today, or the Depp Heard trial today. Kate Moss, I believe, Jason, could testify either via deposition. Video
deposition with two P's.
I doubt she's going to be live in Fairfax.
Be live in Fairfax would be a coup. Again, we talked about it yesterday when Amber Heard mentioned the supposed famous incident where Depp, allegedly threw her downstairs or had something. The Depp attorney is on camera fist pumping when she mentioned that, because that suddenly opened the door for them to bring in Moss, who has been publicly supportive of Depp in this trial.
Did the Depp camp try to claim that an owl flew in and, like, landed on the woman's head? And then
right.
that caused
another
her,
staircase
that caused her to fall down.
Stumble down the steps
right.
and fall to her untimely death.
Are you watching the fictional staircase?
No, not yet, but I probably will.
Yeah,
there's
man,
a good chance that I do.
You reference it a lot.
I am watching Under the Banner of Heaven on Hulu, starring Andrew Garfield, and it's pretty good. It's pretty.
What's it about?
It's a murder mystery.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I was interested in the Moss story, and I just was doing a little background on it. And so Depp started dating Moss when he was 31, when he was like famous
so
on 21 Drunk 20, Street.
27 years ago, something
whatever
like that.
That was, yeah. And she was just 20, and they had a notorious sort of relationship. They were all in the tabloids. They were fighting and stuff. But they kind of flaunted their sexuality, and they were very, like, you know how, like, Kourtney Kardashian is with Travis Barker, like, public PDAs
a lot of
all PDA, the time.
That's gross.
Yeah.
It's too
yeah.
much.
Well, Depp apparently has claimed that he and Moss had sex in every single one of the 63 rooms at the legendary Chateau Marmont in West Hollywood.
That's quite a feat.
So, you know, these guys out in L.A., whatever, they rent, like, the Beverly Hilton or whatever, they'll stay there.
Yeah.
Even though they live down the street, they like to stay in the fancy hotels. They would stay in that hotel, apparently, and he says he knocked it out in all 63 rooms.
So that's a bit where he checks in one time, then the next time he's like, well, I've done it in room 65.
Right.
Now I have to get to room 61.
Are you saying
61.
Shenanigans? Are you calling shenanigans on that?
No, I'm just thinking, I was actually just going through in my head, like, how many rooms in my house. Cakes is like a box, right? He's just one. Yeah.
Hold on.
Is it legitimately just one?
That's a great question for Cakes.
Wow, it's a great question. for all of us, in my house, how many rooms besides
the
bedroom?
I'm going to say two. Maybe one couch incident early on when he first bought the house.
Let me think. I don't know, man. It might might be all exclusive to the bedroom.
Well, for me, it would have to be two houses ago. Right. So I'd have to think about the rooms two houses ago.
All right, what about
did you,
that house?
Did you so did you know that yesterday, this is crazy how
he loves changes the subject.
Yeah, that house, one, right. Pretty boring. But yesterday, a guy was on the stand who ran a trailer park.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that guy.
He ran the trailer park, which Depp rented out. They have all these trailers. It's called Hicksville.
Okay. Where is this located?
It's in Joshua Tree, California.
Okay. Silly album by U2. So good.
I think they wrote it. That's why they named it Joshua Tree, because of this thing. But it's just a bunch of trailers, and they redo the trailers, and there's a different theme at all the trailers.
Okay.
So let's just say there's 20 trailers.
Sounds awful, by
so
the way.
So one has cornhole, one has ping pong, right. One has a bar, one okay. Has a little restaurant, cafe. One
now these is intriguing.
One had a pool. Right. And so they rented out this entire trailer park for he and Amber and all their friends.
Okay.
That's what they do.
Right.
Weird.
That is weird.
My wife actually said yesterday, she looked it up on her phone. She said, this looks fun. Let's go. I looked at it like she had just fallen out of bed.
It says it's a luxury trailer park.
Right, because they redid all of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they. But what they was made he it, testifying of course, they made it look to, like Hollywood.
Like, right. What was the point of his testimony? I just saw the trail
because
end of
he
it.
Was witnessing confrontation or so between your wife Amber wants, and Johnny.
She I wants see. To go to immersive Van Gogh experiences and high yes. End trailer.
Sounds
parks.
Sounds like you guys yes. Have a lot in common.
We got nothing. She does. She also said she wants to go see the 10,000 maniacs who are performing at the Tally Ho.
Oh, okay.
In October.
That's a pretty big name for the Tally Ho.
It's
a good booking.
Charging $87 per ticket. I said, I'm out.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good concert.
All right, you go.
I told Valdez that we should go down to the Bottle and Cork and go see Kix performing in concert and really white trash it up this summer.
What was their number one song?
Ooh, I don't know. It's a good Cold Shower is one of their go-tos. They had a brief dalliance as a hair metal, like sensation is a strong word, but they had a strong album, I want to say around 1990. Mm-hmm. They've been local bands just hanging on for 40 years. Good for them.
So last night when I got home from being out in Virginia and volleyball and running around all day, like 9 o'clock by the time I got home, my son was watching the Ricky Gervais special on right. Netflix. Have you seen this yet?
I have not.
So he had just started it, so I sat down and I watched it with him. And I have to tell you, I don't have a huge file on Ricky other than I think he's hosted a few award shows that I've seen. I don't know if it's the Golden Globes or I don't know what the hell he's hosted. Was it the Oscars? I don't know.
Sure.
And I know he's kind of anti-PC and whatever. And I think in this one in particular, he really is. You know, he makes jokes about everything, religion, sexuality. Politics got into abortion, you know, whatever. I liked it, but my wife, as she pointed out, she said, you guys are watching this, and she said, I've heard you laugh out loud one time.
That's it?
But I liked it, but I did. It's not that I didn't like it, but it didn't, you know, I only laughed out loud maybe two or three times. So take that for whatever it's worth. I know it's very controversial.
It's
yeah.
I like him.
I never wanted to leave.
He's kind of both known, though, like in the... In those Emmys, I think, is what he hosts a lot, is that he took, like if you think that Chris Rock took a shot at Will Smith, Ricky Gervais did it times 100.
Right.
And would just mock, like, the Hollywood people.
Oh, yeah, which I like.
I think
like
he said
sentiment.
Something to the effect of, like, the Hollywood people that come up there and do their speeches, please don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know anything. You're just actors.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing.
The only part that I don't really get offended, but the only part that I maybe had a wholesome disagreement with him was when he got down the religious highway, but that's only because I've been raised in a very, very religious home. So,
but you know, he also created The Office, right? Isn't
yes.
Ricky Gervais
yes.
the creator
the
of The
version,
Office?
Yeah.
He one theme through the special is he talked about how rich he was, which I always like.
Well, his net you know? Wow, his net worth is now you can never really trust it, but the one on his Wikipedia says he's or celebrity net worth. Says he's worth $140 million.
Well, I believe it because he said, I'm rich. And he talked about his mansions. And it was kind of a joke. He was being so self-deprecating. But he was like, you know, I joined the gym. He goes, I figure if I pay up front. He goes, but then I remembered, I'm rich. I could join a new gym right. every day and never go.
I mean, he's not only rich. He's like, he's super rich.
Yes.
He's not like, he's not like billionaire rich, but
No.
$140 million.
He's $140 million rich, and he dresses, you know, I don't know, you know, like Adam? I mean, he dresses terribly. He wears, like, just terrible old man jeans,
yeah,
black sneakers, and a terrible T-shirt.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
All right, we got Game Show Wednesday. We have two codes.
I didn't even get to the porn star
for a boxing match
story yet.
We're going to play Chunky's Boxing. It's eerily reminiscent to Tit for Tat.
Oh, it's a lot like it.
Chunky's Boxing, if you want to play, 800-636-1067. You can call us on a Game Show Wednesday to try and compete for the pay-per-view code for the big fight this weekend. 800-636-1067.
All right, stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems. Call the five-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf, from water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between. A Crop Metcalf five-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today at 1-800-GO-CROP to save $50 off your next plumbing service, or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Cakes loves this.
Well, I mean, Valdez is breaking out Twisted Sister at the end of the show. I mean, he's humming on all cylinders. Well done, Valdez. I like it.
Have you seen them in concert? Twisted Sister?
Never seen Twisted Sister. Never seen them. D. Snyder's still going strong. He's doing the solo bit many, many years later.
All right, we're going to do Junkies Boxing.
All right,
here's what's going to happen.
Yes.
In boxing, you trade punches.
Generally, that's the way it's supposed to work.
So here, a listener will choose a junkie to challenge, and then you will trade punches in a given category.
Okay, good.
So let's punch up our first contestant.
All right. Who's up first? They get to choose their opponent, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
I can assign opponents if you prefer.
No, it's fine.
I only have three categories.
Let the listener choose. It's all good.
Beyond that, we'll do caller 10 game.
Okay.
If you guys emerge
victorious. Jason, who's this chick that's testifying right now? It's kind of
Shannon Curry.
Who's
my
she?
Girl? Psychotherapist
she?
Or?
Oh, she's the therapist you've been hyping up since the beginning. Yeah. Ah, okay, okay, yeah.
She's on a redirect.
Big voice in your lives when this trial is over. I know that.
Yes,
I'm actually. I can't wait till it's over.
You really?
Yeah, because I think it's been so boring.
Yeah, you've
been
held hostage by this.
Well,
trial.
Last week they weren't there, but some of these witnesses have been so boring. Mm-hmm. I want it to be over now. Kate Moss. I don't know if Kate Moss already testified.
I saw a picture of her on a Zoom.
So maybe she was earlier.
I guarantee you, she's boring.
Yeah,
probably
but she's
has to be.
But hottie.
You're watching this with your wife?
Yeah, we watch it.
It's so different. My wife actually said to me last night, "Do you know anything about this Amber Heard trial?" I was like, "I don't care about it, but every day we talk about
it." Sadly, I know too much.
That's exactly how I responded.
Sad.
It's mindless for sure. All right, let's go to Cedric and Alexander. You need two contestants here?
Just one.
All right. Cedric, are you there,
buddy? Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey.
Cedric, who would you like to challenge in Junkies Boxing? Cakes, EB, or Bish Bucks?
For sure, EB.
All right, EB, the category, I'll let you lead off.
What do I have to do?
It's very similar to Tit for Tat, which is to play. You just need to give me one answer in a category, then he'll give an answer, and you go back and forth.
My brain is fried.
This one's just for EB.
Okay,
now, if he gets zero, we'll give the prize.
I thought I get to pick the category, you said.
No.
No. You just start off.
The category is Top Gun characters. Top Gun Maverick comes out.
Ooh.
Not the actors' names, but their characters in the movie.
All right.
You lead off.
Goose.
Yes. On the board, we go
I've
to
never
Cedric.
Seen that movie, so I've never seen that movie, so
Hold
I'm
on,
just going to
throw Cedric, it Cedric, you've never. How old are you?
35.
You're 35. You've never seen Top Gun.
What's your ethnicity, your background?
I'm a brother.
So brothers don't like size for Top Gun?
Well, I mean,
brothers like...
Do you know the name of the sequel? Do you know the name of the sequel?
Top Gun 2.
Top Gun.
You just said Top Gun Maverick.
Right. So you could have said Maverick.
If you had said Maverick, I would have been cooked because I don't know any other characters.
Maybe it's more his generation.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm of the mind that Top Gun, the original, transcends racial barriers, socioeconomic levels. Like, that's a movie that...
All right, but age, let's test. Valdez, do you know characters from Top Gun?
You ever heard of Iceman?
Yes. What about Joe? Is there a Joker?
There's Jester.
Yeah, that's right.
There's Charlie. There's Viper.
Yes, I was going to say Charlie, the love interest.
There's right. Slider. There's Hollywood. There's Cougar, Valdez? Stinger,
34.
So you saw it not in the theaters. You just saw it like on HBO or something.
Yeah, you get the VHS of it.
I thought
they would at least, the game would last at least through Goose, Maverick, Iceman.
Now, I think if you're like...
No. Yeah. No. But those are the only ones I could name.
I think if you're 18 or under, you probably don't have any...
Any
file on it. But if you're like over 20, I feel like you've seen Top Gun either in the theater when it came out, or you've seen it on an endless loop on cable at some point.
If I don't see it in the theater, I'm probably not going to see it.
I think you have to watch it. I think you have to see this.
Yeah, but even like you're a notorious non-movie watcher. You've seen Top Gun.
Well, yeah, at the time because I was old enough.
Right,
it was a big enough hit.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's punch up our next contestant.
In this one, you could say Hangman, or you could say Rooster.
Okay, so those
because those are some of the new characters.
Oh, Chris Ross
is
in the movie.
Top Gun was so big that even like those tribes that they stumble upon, like deep in the Amazon, right. Like that never had contact with humans and just run around in loincloths, they've seen Top Gun.
Plus, you know the stupid song.
Danger Zone.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to
Kenny Loggins, of course.
Josh and Clifton. Josh.
Hey, guys.
Josh, who do you want to challenge? Junkies Boxing.
Eric.
All right.
Why is everybody picking on me? You know, everyone thinks I'm stupid.
Do you want to lead off or let him lead off?
No, I want to lead off.
All right.
What's the category?
I can give you a choice. These are both sports categories.
All right. That's not good.
Dallas Mavericks or NHL playoffs?
Ooh, Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. Name Dallas Mavericks. You
current
lead off.
Current Dallas Mavericks.
Luka.
All right.
Yes.
We go to Josh.
Absolutely no freaking idea.
Josh, you don't know anything.
2-0.
All right, Josh. Let me ask Josh this. Josh, would you have...
You had one other one.
Josh, yeah. Could you have named Luka?
No, I would have done NHL, but basketball sucks, and I don't watch it.
Oh, you don't watch it.
I'm kind of with you.
You should be maybe aware of a superstar, too.
Yeah, I mean...
Dude, I am.
You can hate the NBA, but you should know like the top 10 players in the league.
2-0.
We're trending towards the caller 10 game. Yeah. Let's punch up one more contestant.
It's heading in that direction.
All right, let's go to Aaron in St. Mary's. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Aaron, who do you want to play? EB's 2-0. You might want to stay away.
I'm going to go with Bish Bucks.
Thank you.
All right, Bish Bucks, you can lead off. The category is NHL playoffs, teams remaining in the NHL playoffs.
Like it.
All right, am I leading off?
Yes.
The Calgary Flames, the JP Flames.
That's right. Still alive.
We go to the caller.
I'll match life support.
Right. What?
I'll match them series for series. They're playing the Edmonton Oilers.
That is correct. It's called the Battle of Alberta, by the way.
And the winner will play the Colorado Avalanche.
That's another
team. And they are currently playing the St. Louis Blues.
This guy knows that is correct.
All right. On the other side, the New York Rangers won last night.
Yep.
Against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yep.
And that leaves one.
Are you struggling?
Nope.
Oh,
The Thunder and Lightning from Tampa.
Yeah. Tampa, but you know what? Yeah. Tie goes to the listener. I just made up that rule because you guys completed the category.
Winner.
Stay on the line. We're going to hook
nice
you
job,
up with
buddy.
The
good job, Aaron.
Pay-per-view code. Check out the Davis versus Romero fight. 5-time world champ, Gervonta Tank Davis. Defends his WBA lightweight title against number one ranked contender, Rolando Romero. 2 undefeated fights in a matchup for the ages. Live on pay-per-view Saturday, May 28th at 9 Eastern. Go to Showtime now to order.
I would have gotten zero.
We can...
Of the NHL teams?
Really? You would have gotten Rangers?
No,
correct. I would not have
gotten... What about Tampa? We just talked about them.
I thought they already lost. The cakes was crawling.
No, that was Florida.
Tampa swept Florida out.
Yeah, right.
Like I said they would because Florida has loser DNA coursing through all of their veins.
Right.
And Tampa does not.
Tampa has winner DNA.
Yeah.
Right. That's what they have. They a lot of it.
They are legit.
They're legit. They're a dynasty.
We hook him with the prize, but we also have another pay-per-view code to give away. We'll clear the phone lines and just open it up to caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with that pay-per-view code. Check out Davis versus Romero. That's live on pay-per-view Saturday, May 28th at 9 Eastern. Go to Showtime now to order. How come which Paul is the good Paul in fighting? Jake Paul?
Sure I know. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Logan Paul was kind of a farce.
Well, I knew EB's into it. I mean,
no,
he was mentioning
really into it, but
he was mentioning some barstool hillbillies fighting.
Big Daddy Booty, or
right? Rough and rowdy.
Yeah. And he mentioned
Big Blank Booty.
I forget
Daddy.
Influencers a long time ago. He watched fight. Remember?
Yeah. I can't remember, but yeah. TikTok kids.
When's he announcing his next fight?
Who? Jake Paul? I don't know. I don't care about him. I don't care about him. I just.
But he fights kind of real fighters. He fights like over the hill MMA guys.
I think he's still challenging MMA guys for the most part.
He's fighting in August.
Who is it? Do you know? Is it an MMA guy or is it a real boxer?
Whoopie-doo.
I can't remember. might be Fury's old brother.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.